T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning. I'm Stan Bunger.
I'm Susan Lee Taylor. An autopsy will be performed later today on a Vacaville woman who died in Marin County of a severe lung injury that may be linked to vaping. As KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub reports, this would be the first fatality associated with vaping in the Bay Area.
The woman had only been vaping for 6 months and had told family members she wanted to quit. That last week, she, like 39 other Americans, succumbed to acute respiratory distress.
She had been experiencing, prior to coming to the emergency department on Thursday of last week, had been experiencing 3 or 4 days of what she thought was a cold. She had a cough. She had some chest pain, shortness of breath, developed a fever.
Marin County Public Health Officer Dr. Matt Willis says she died a day later.
This is someone that didn't have any significant medical problems previously.
Last week, the Centers for Disease Control identified vitamin E acetate as a component used in certain vaping products. Products used by many of the 39 individuals who have died from vaping or use of e-cigarettes.
The best thing we can do is to stop vaping. You know, people need to refrain from vaping entirely. As the safest way to protect ourselves until we have a better sense of what the cause of this outbreak is.
In San Rafael, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
And by the way, Marin County officials are now identifying that woman as 45-year-old Amanda Margot Arconte, and they say she frequently visited her relatives in Novato.
Vice President Mike Pence in the Bay Area today landed at Moffett Field last night, accompanied by his wife Karen, about 100 people there to greet them. Some posing for pictures, some autograph signing, no comment to reporters. Pence is scheduled to tour the NASA Ames Research Facility today and talk with employees there.
Well, she's going to give it a second try. Conservative pundit Ann Coulter scheduled to speak at UC Berkeley next week. KCBS's Matt Bigler reports her hosts are adding extra security precautions this time around.
In 2017, Ann Coulter's speech at UC Berkeley had to be canceled at the last minute due to security concerns. But this time, the Berkeley College Republicans say they've worked extensively with UC police to resolve those issues, including adding metal detectors at the entrances to Wheeler Hall. Ruger Reddy with the GOP student group tells KCBS Coulter was ready and willing to return to Cal.
So she was very happy to come back to campus and basically finish the speaking event that she was due to complete 2 years ago. And that is where she cooperated completely throughout this entire process of scheduling the event. And it'll be an interesting presentation.
Coulter will bring her Adios America speech to campus about legal and illegal immigration. It'll be followed by a 45-minute Q&A where anyone can ask questions of the conservative pundit. The event is scheduled for next Wednesday at 9 p.m. 2 years ago, Coulter described UC Berkeley as a quote-unquote radical thuggish institution after her appearance was canceled. Matt Bigler, KCBS.
If you open up the print version of the San Francisco Chronicle, the New York Times, or even the e-version of the LA Times, you might be surprised to see redacted headlines. As KCBS reporter Holly Kwan tells us, it's a movie ad that's raising some eyebrows.
Yeah, Susan, wrapped around this morning's Chronicle is something that looks like the front page. It's got the Chronicle masthead. Underneath in small letters, it says advertisement. But the headline reads, White House refusing to cooperate, but refusing is crossed out. The caption under the main photo reads, impeachment probe continues on Capitol Hill, but the photo is of actor Adam Driver with the Capitol behind him. He's the star of the report of the movie The Report that chronicles the torture report commissioned by California Senator Dianne Feinstein, played by ACT alum Annette Bening.
Morning, Dan.
Morning, Senator.
Have you seen the story today in the New York Times?
Evidently, the CIA destroyed tapes of interrogations of Al-Qaeda detainees.
Now, this national ad buy rubs some old-school journalists the wrong way, like KCBS political analyst and longtime newspaper man Mark Sandalo.
The Trump administration defines fake news as developments that are reported that they don't agree with. That's not really fake news, but you know, this is literally something that is fake pretending to be news. And that's a funny thing to newspapers to be doing at a point where they're being accused of not reporting facts.
That movie comes out tomorrow. Holly Kwon, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.